two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Professional tennis is not a big thing here in Utah. As the U.S. Open Tennis Championship gets underway in New York City, the names of the biggest stars are barely pronounceable to many Americans. Marketa Vondrousova, Barbora Krejcikova, Veronika Kudermetova, Olga Aliassimeh.
Oh, gorgeous from Muguruza.
There's Muguruza. This year is a little different, though, with 43 Americans participating, and it's energizing the fans, but chances are you're not that interested because pickleball smokes tennis here in Utah. And speaking of smoke, they have a very New York problem in Flushing. Flushing is a drab New York neighborhood with an unfortunate name where the Mets play, there's an airport, and the tennis stadium, and the air is so thick with marijuana, it's distracting the best tennis players in the world this week. U.S. Open officials say there's no evidence anyone was getting high last night, but on court 17, the smell of burning stems and seeds overwhelmed 8th seed Maria Sakkari, and another player on that court said it smelled like Snoop Dogg's living room. Apparently, Court 17 is on the very edge of the stadium complex, and the pot smell drifts in from a nearby park. Possession of small quantities of marijuana is legal in New York. The question is whether the cannabis haze affects the performance of the world's top tennis players. About this, New Yorkers say, "Shut up! Stop whining! Hit the ball!" For the record, so far we haven't seen a player on the court petting the fuzz on the ball or eating Doritos between serves.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.